Let's pray. Lord our God, as we have prayed, as we have commissioned a number of people from within our congregation here, our prayers continue for them and for your blessing upon them and the task that they have. Also praying, giving thanks for Coralie and Dawn and Selma, and pray for your continued blessing upon them and all those that they hold dear. Help them in this time of transition into a different part of life within the congregation than what they have shared for many, many years. Help them and sustain them through that. We pray, Lord, for many situations across this world, and there is much that gives us concern and anxiety. But, O Lord, not as much as those who are in the midst of things, whether that be in Iran, in Lebanon, in Israel, Ukraine, and so many other places, Lord, in Russia, in the US. We pray, giving thanks for those who are stepping forward to give support, whether that be on the ground or in other ways to help and to bring aid where that is needed most. Please, Lord, let your peace come. Let your peace come. We pray, Lord, for the life of our community here. We think about those things that are coming up this week, both within our congregation, but also for us, Lord, in the midst of all that we do and decide and face, that we may do that in a way that reflects you as our Saviour and Lord, as a disciple of Christ. We pray for our families and friends, our loved ones, all those that we hold dear, and we once again commit them into your care. We pray, Lord, for this nation, and as the implications follow from budgets and all kinds of things and fuel, help us, Lord, to be able to have a spirit of cooperation and generosity. Hear us, Lord, as we pray in and through the name of Christ, who taught us the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.